Hola, party people. How are you? This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am here on Winject TV. It's Winject Radio. It's presented by Winject Studios. And I'm so excited to be a part of this program and a part of what we do here. And we just get a lot of podcasters and people together to actually communicate and collaborate and expand their community and network. And so I'm super proud of being a part of it. And if you want to learn more about that, email me at hello@straighttalknosugaredit.com. I'll send you the link. You can go on there and check it out. They give you 3 days. I mean, it's just awesome. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But I am here today to connect with you people. How is everyone doing? I am really, really, really happy to be here. I love Mondays, as you guys know. And I love being here and spending time with you and sharing whatever little nuggets of wisdom that I have that I can share with you. I hope that you guys can hear me. I think you can. But anyway, I wanted to, really start talking about something that has affected my life and a lot of people that I'm speaking to, especially because I work with a lot of female like professionals and entrepreneurs. There's a lot of stuff that we are dealing with that I think that most strong individuals, whether female or male, don't like to talk about because I think it makes them feel vulnerable. It makes them feel like, you know, like somebody's going to judge them or look at them in a different way. And so I wanted to talk about how we undervalue ourselves and not just in our business life and stuff, you know, when we talk about value, but just in life itself, right? So then my question becomes, especially when I'm speaking to these amazing entrepreneurs and big CEOs and big chief executives and all that kind of stuff is, you know, when they start talking about this, I just ask, are you undervaluing yourself? It gives them a little bit of a pause, right? Like, are you struggling to enjoy your success, you know, because you're constantly feeling like you could do better or things could be better, or maybe somebody else in that higher rank, whether it's a manager, director, a chief, you know, chief staff, you know, do you think of some other people are doing better than you, right? And you'd be surprised, like that question causes pause. And a lot of times we don't realize what we're doing or how we perceive sometimes how we undervalue what we bring to the table, right? I'm a work in progress. Everybody knows that. I'm very transparent about that. I am a work in progress in this journey called life, right? And I am an entrepreneur and I am a professional and I am a director, you know, in this great company that I work with. They're amazing. It's a great organization. And I have my hands in a lot of different things. I like that. I like that. Right. So being a work in progress, I've realized that I've even had to pause sometimes and realize, you know, am I undervaluing what I bring to the table here? Because I'm looking at that person who's doing this. I'm looking at that person who's doing that, right? So that's the kind of stuff that you have to think about when you're thinking about whether you're bringing value. Hey, Gail, how are you? Oh, thank you. You're a masterpiece too, girl. So what I wanted to talk about is, do we value ourselves? Like truly, do we bring ourselves to the table knowing that we have value, right? Knowing you have worth, right? Because you do. And your knowledge and experience and everything you've been through, because even when you've been through things in life, you can use that thing to bring it to the table, right? So know your worth and add a tip to it. You know what I'm saying? Know your worth and add a tip to it. Good morning, beauty goals. Good morning. Come, hey Chris, coming in hot. You know it. But I wanted to really like dig into this because, you know, the more I think about this, the more I realize that, yes, you know, some of us even have a hesitation, especially as newbies, right? People who are like becoming really strong entrepreneurs, people who are have these thoughts, ideas, concepts, things that they're bringing to the table, even have a hesitation of calling themselves the CEO of their company, the CEO of all of that, right? And that's because we're not valuing ourselves. We are undervaluing ourselves. And I know that is a difficult thing to say because some people don't like that. It kind of pushes you back a little bit and gives you a little bit of pause, right? But when you undervalue yourself, you affect every area of your life, personally, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, socially. All of those areas start to get affected, right? Yeah, that is true, Gail. Your worth does come from above, right? We are kingdom entrepreneurs. But the truth is yes, I agree with that. I think there is definitely a bigger purpose for our lives and things that we do out there for sure. And even in that, Gail, even in that, we come in under, right? We don't bring our full selves to the table. We don't bring our full value to the table. But I want you to know that you do have value. And like I said, add a tip to it because there's extra. There's more in us than we think we have. And there's more experience in us than we think we have. And don't think that just because you've gone through something in a personal life that you can't kind of bring that back into what you do at work and who you are at work, because you'd be surprised how much your street knowledge can really serve you well as you start to bring all of your ideas and your concepts, your businesses and all that to the table, right? But what I'm trying to have you not do is undervalue yourself, because it starts to affect you, like I said, in different areas, right? So speaking to all of these amazing entrepreneurs and leaders and coaches and all of these, you know, people that I speak to on a daily basis and on my coaching business and in my podcast, they have really downloaded a bunch of amazing information for me. And so I wanted to touch on those because I want you to kind of step back for a second. You know, I do this thing called a timeline, right? Where you kind of step back from away from your life and what you're doing, and you hover over your timeline of your life and realize whether these things that you're doing that are undervaluing you are affecting your life in different areas, because it needs to stop. It just needs to stop, right? What is that? 100%. Always good to have both. Yeah, I agree. So we're gonna touch on these things, and then I'm gonna try to wrap it up with a little bow on what we should be doing, right? So when you start to undervalue yourself, it affects you personally, right? Because honestly, and Chris, I got this from you, right? You are the CEO of your life. And I'll never forget that, because that really touched me, because as a new person on here on, you know, Winject TV, and somebody who is trying to reinvent themselves in their new business and all of that, right? When you said that, I was like, oh shoot. Yes, I am the CEO of my life. Who else is, right? And if you don't see your value, why would anybody else see your value? Like, honestly, why would somebody go beyond themselves to see your value if you don't see your value? You have got to see who you are, what you bring to the table, what your value is, if you're expecting other people to see you that way as well, right? And personally, it's going to affect you in that way. If you don't really see your value and add that tip to it, nobody else can see it too. If you are noticing that people don't respect your time, right? Oh man, that irritates me to no end, right? I have a friend named Lucy, and my friend, she's like my best friend. She's been my best friend for like 25 years. And I'll never forget, I never really thought about how you can disrespect someone by being late all the time, by not showing up when you said you were going to. And I remember coming to her study one day late as usual, right? Always late. And this was 25 years ago. And she pulled me to the side and she goes, every time you're late, you are disrespecting me and you're disrespecting the group's time. I never saw it that way 25 years ago, and that really impacted me. And I realized that in order for me to show them value and in order for me to bring my value, I have to respect people. But if you're noticing that people don't respect your time, all right, they're always late, they're always needing you last minute with no regard of what you're doing, whether you work for them or not, to me, that's irrelevant. You need to check that, okay? Because that is, there's something missing there. And one of the things that's missing is your boundaries, right? Because if you don't pull somebody in and say, excuse me, I'm doing this right now, I cannot be like running after you to do this and this. If you are not doing that for yourself, you're not valuing yourself. Because every CEO, every one of them that I have spoken to, every chief executive, they don't play that game, okay? Like, their time is valuable. They're there and they say the meeting's at 9. Your behind better be there at 9:15 because that's on time. If you're there at 9, you're late, okay? So if you're finding it difficult to set boundaries, you don't value yourself, okay? You don't value your mental health. Right? Because the more you do that, the more that frustration and that stress comes in. That's your mental health being affected there. And so people will start taking advantage of you. They'll start being, you know, like rude. They'll be rude about it. They're just late when they're late. They'll come when they'll come. Right? So if you're not going to value yourself, nobody will value you. You have to start with you. You have to value yourself. One of the best ways is to set up those boundaries. Put your boundaries in place. If they can't respect those boundaries, then they don't need to be there. Whether they're an employee, a team member, a friend, whatever it is, if somebody cannot respect the time that you're giving, the boundaries that you've set, deuces, you need to go. Because I cannot keep living my life on your terms, on your time, in your frame. That just can't happen, right? This is why respect is super freaking important, right? So let's see this. What did she say? Beauty goals. Yes, so true. Yes, know your worth and add tax. Yes, exactly. And so that's what I'm talking about, like, right? Because we spend a lot of time appeasing other people and giving them their value and worth, which is fine because you should be doing that. But in order to be giving value and worth to others, you're going to have value and worth to spill over to give. You can't just keep giving, 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 giving and having nothing back. I am very short tolerant for somebody who doesn't value my time and somebody who disrespects my boundaries. I don't do very well with that, but I'll let you know about it because I'm really good at letting you know so that we don't keep having this misunderstanding, right? And once you realize how important you are and how much you bring to the world, how much you bring to that table, many of your problems, like all these little problems that you have, will start to disappear because you're not going to be focused on those things. And before you know it, like doors start opening up. Oh, look, this door is open. Oh, look, this door is open. Oh, look, this door is open. Why? Because you've set respect and value for yourself. And now the world has to pay attention, right? You'll be more confident. You're going to become more attractive to others. You're going to find your people. You're going to find your people, right? You'll be more confident and you're going to be making sure that you step up to the table every time. Every time, right? Because you are valuing yourself. And once you start to do that, people have no other choice. People will start to respect your time. They'll appreciate your skills. They'll see that you're bringing something to the table. They'll know not to mess with you, right? And then you'll be willing. They'll be more willing to listen to you. You know, I was talking to someone, a CEO of a company, and he was telling me how, you know, before when he was trying to come up with his idea, that most of his friends and family were like, oh, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. He made it happen. Now everybody's listening. Right? It's so funny because when you are like trying to start, you also have to be careful who you surround yourself with. That's another thing with your value, right? Personally, having those boundaries and knowing who you want that is your people. And the people that are not going to be there for you, I'm sorry to say, but they're going to have to be put to the side. Maybe I'm not so sorry to say that. They're going to have to be put to the side, because my goal here on WinJack TV, on Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, is to make sure that we give you tools, tips, and like ideas and mind shifts so that you can move forward, right? So if you undervalue yourself, that's how it starts to affect you personally. But what about mentally, right? You know, the health of our mind determines how far we are going to go. The health of our mind is going to determine how far we are going to go. How far we are going to go in success, whatever success means to you, how you will achieve your success, how you're going to feel fulfilled in your life. Because when we lack self-worth, when we don't value ourselves, you are unable to see a bad situation for your favor, a something positive from something negative, something that can uplift you even though it doesn't seem like a good situation. That's a mental game, right? And so in order for you to determine how far you are going to go in your success, you're going to have to know what your worth is, right? Because our mental outlook, and I think anybody on here can agree with me, that our mental outlook will directly affect how we behave, how we are in relationships, how we make our choices, how we get up that day. Like, our mental outlook is everything. It starts there. And it affects your ability to find fulfillment in all of the areas of your life, because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Instead of seeing a light, you see a train on fire coming your way, right? But there is light, and there is tomorrow, and there is more, right? Whatever more means to you. I'm not trying to tell you that more means more money, more whatever. Whatever more means to your life, what fulfills you, right? But you have to be looking at, am I fulfilled in my life, relationships, career, my health, all those areas? And when you can learn to change your mind flow from a negative to a positive, or for not serving you to what's serving you, you will end up knowing what it is to be happier, healthier, productive, successful in all of the aspects of your life. Now, will I tell you that there's no challenges? Hello, you're talking to Nina Perez. Of course there's challenges. I know that there's a lot of challenges. I have overcome quite a few of them, right? So yeah, there's challenges, guys. But what are you going to do? Just freaking roll up into a ball and die every time a challenge comes along? No, because you know your self-worth, you know your value, you know what you bring to the table, and your ass is going to get up again and make it happen, right? Because that's what this is about. Life is literally an experience, right? You're going to experience life. And so when you're going through these bad times or these places where you just can't seem to get yourself unstuck, remember that you have value and that you bring value to the table. Surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up, that are going to respect your boundaries, that are going to see you for who you are and your worth that you bring, right? And you need to do the same for others. Make sure that you look at others and see their worth as well, right? Do unto them what you want done unto you. And if you start to see that you are like being really confined in certain areas, I want you to do the timeline. Step back for a second and see what the heck is going on here. And why am I not moving in this area? Right? Maybe you need help. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a best friend, a mentor, or whatever. But you need someone that can pour into you so that you can pour into others. And that is the point here, right? But when you don't value yourself and add tax to it, like Beauty Gold said, and add tax to it, you're devaluing yourself. This is all on you, right? You have to be able to do this for yourself. And when you don't do it, it starts to not only affect you mentally and personally, but emotionally as well, right? Because the problem with undervaluing yourself is that now it becomes a habit. That habit then becomes embedded in your subconscious and in your everyday lives. And you can't see past that. You're just always like self-sabotaging and you're always going through this damn cycle and you're like, what the hell, right? And you see by undervaluing yourself that you won't reach your true potential. You might get a little further, but you're not even reaching your full potential because you're not able to see past what you already have as a habit in your life. Now it's become a consistency. It's something that keeps happening. And you're just like, what the frig? I can't seem to stop doing X, Y, and Z. Value yourself. Value yourself so you can make it. So you can make it to the next point, whatever that point is, the next goal, the next whatever, right? So value yourself because no one else will. And emotionally, this can start to drain you, okay? Because this habit becomes a self-sabotaging behavior, and the self-sabotaging behavior comes and starts affecting your life. Valuing yourself, guys, is vital, if I haven't made that clear yet, right? So when you don't value yourself, so now we got mentally, physically, emotionally, personally, right? And so physically what happens is when you are feeling that way, and I'm sure somebody here can attest, you don't feel like doing jack. You don't feel like doing nothing. Right? You even start to experience like physical symptoms. Like there's, you know, you don't understand why you don't feel good. You don't understand why you're tired. You don't understand why you're fatigued, why you don't want to get out of bed. And you start to really, really start to exhibit real symptoms, real things in your life, like depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, frustration, all of that, right? So all of this stuff starts to happen and you're like, what the freak is going on? Well, you're not valuing who you are as a person. You're not valuing yourself, valuing your intelligence, your time, your grit, your know-how, right? And so then these things start to creep up on you, right? You start to eat that great comfort food that you want to eat, but the one comfort food becomes a meal you have every day, right? Now you're not even comfortable doing that. Here we go with the self-sabotage, emotional. You see what I'm saying? All of this stuff starts to really get into one another. And you start to get chronic fatigue. You could even get joint pains, headaches. This has all like been proven, right, through research. And so in every day, if your every day feels like you can kick back on a relaxing Sunday, you might want to check that. Because you might be feeling a little less motivated and you're not even realizing it, right? You need to be able to get up every morning, be grateful for the fact anyway that you opened your eyes and got up, because a lot of people did not. And you have one more day to give it a shot. One more day to see your value. One more day to see your worth. One more day to get forward. One more day to kill it. One more freaking day. Right? You might not have tomorrow. You might not even have 5 minutes from now, but you have now. You have right now. Right? So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? And the truth is no, if you don't value yourself, no one will. Thank you, Gail. Yep. That's right, Galen. So true. Because a lot of times we just don't really sit back and realize who we are, what we are, whose we are. And the fact that we can bring something to the table that someone else maybe didn't see, some other perspective maybe didn't see, right? Really, really think about what I'm saying here, because if you're going through any of these things, you really need to stop and check yourself before you wreck yourself, for real, okay? And then the last, or not the last, but another thing, another way it affects you is financially. Because if you're not at your game, if you're not at your best self, if you're self-doubting, if you're going through this like roller coaster of emotions and you don't see what you can bring to the table, you are not going to be performing at your best self when it comes to financially striving forward, right? When I speak to these CEOs, I rarely ever hear them admit that they have any of these like bigger self-worth, confidence issues, right? Because, I mean, they don't want to admit that, but the truth is we all go through it. We all go through it, right? Some are honest. Some will tell me. Some will say it's challenging. It's really challenging, but here's what I do. And so that's what I want to share with you, because there's a couple of these amazing CEOs and minds that I have, you know, had the freaking honor to talk to, that they're, I mean, I love what I do. Can you guys tell? I love what I do. And so when I speak to these professionals and these entrepreneurs and all that, they always talk about, yes, we struggle with this, but we don't stay there. We do things to get ourselves out. And so I started looking at a few different types of podcasts that I've had in the past. And I wrote just a few down because I didn't want to be here all day with all of the amazing stuff that they have to pour into you. Right. And so I wanted to share a few of them that I pulled out of those interviews. And if you don't listen to Straight Talk No Sugar Added, what is happening? Go on to Straight Talk No Sugar Added on anywhere you listen to your podcast and make sure that you subscribe, because I have really amazing people on there, for real, for real. Right, Chris? Right. So so here's some things I want you to do to start learning who you are, building yourself up, building your self-confidence, building your self-esteem, building who you are, right? What your worth is bringing it to the table. So the one thing that I saw across the board was they worry less about being perfect. I thought that was very interesting, because a lot of these CEOs and chief executives, especially when they're sitting in front of me on a Zoom call and we're about to start a coaching session, they're good. Oh, yeah, we're good. We just want to work on some goals, right? But when we start to dig deeper, we realize that there's some things in there about being a perfectionist and trying to get it all right. So the one thing is, worry less about being perfect and focus on making sensible decisions. Handle the consequences that come your way. And always remember that you can only control what you can, and you can't control what you can't. And I realize this, especially with these CEOs and chief executives and all this great stuff, that they really want to control everything. That's when they become micromanagers. Their teams are unhappy. And it's because they think they have to control everything, but you freaking don't. You don't. What you got to know is that you're bringing worth to the table, regardless if there's a situation or a circumstance. All right. Number two, accept that failure is inevitable and failure is feedback. And you know, failure to me is like the best teacher in the world, because you never forget that lesson, right? You ever have like a teacher that you remember so much because that teacher just poured into you, right? And you're like, oh man, I remember Mrs. Brown or whatever, because she did this and this and this. Well, it's the same thing with failure. When you fail, I bet you I can ask you guys, can you think of a time where you really failed like really bad? Every one of you can come up with that story. Every one of you, because it is a teacher. It taught you something. It really hurt. It taught you something, right? So accept that your failure is feedback. Accept that it's a part of life and that it's like the best teacher you will ever have, okay? And sometimes it costs you a lot of money. Sometimes it comes in for free, but it costs you something, right? And so just know that failure is feedback. I want you guys to stop thinking about, oh, but I'm going to fail, but I'm going to fail. But yes, you are. Yes. Yes. You're going to fail. Okay. It's okay. Right. It's a great part of it. It's a great part of it. Right. The next thing is committing to your decisions. Commit to them instead of always doubting yourself. Like, oh, I don't know if that was the right decision. Oh, I don't know if I should do that. Or I don't know. Just freaking make a decision. Make a decision and then commit to it. If the decision is wrong, you freaking change it later. Stop doubting yourself. Okay. So what? Everybody that's out there doubts themselves. And what I think most about, like, social media and all this over information, is that everybody got their game right, right? Everybody got their game right. They're going to show you how to make $1 million in a week, and you're just going to be amazing, and you're the best, and this is 10 steps, and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that you need to stop doubting yourself. They doubt themselves too. Even when they send you the email about how confident they are, they're doubting it. Okay. That's okay. It's a part of it, right? But commit to the decision, commit to your skill set, commit to who you are, commit to your worth. And if you commit, people will commit with you. Okay. And when you mess up and pivot, people will pivot with you. That's just how this works. But if you're going to be doubting yourself, and then you're wondering, why am I not getting a lot of business? Why is my stuff not growing? Why is my blah, blah, blah? You know, it's because you're not actually committing to what you're doing. You're doubting yourself, and people can read that clearly. So stop doubting yourself and commit to your decisions. And that's something that was like across the board with a lot of these entrepreneurs, right? And even when you're scared, act like you're not. Act courageous so that others are going to be motivated and encouraged by what you're doing and motivated to follow what it is you're doing, right? So if you have a business or you're in real estate or you have a product or you are in services, whatever it is, even when you are shit scared, right? Because I don't care who you are, everybody has fears, right? Act courageous. And if you act courageous because now you've committed to your decision, because you've accepted that you have failure in your life and that is okay, even when you're scared, act like you're not, so that others will be motivated by your courage. You will be motivated by your courage. And another thing I want you to do is flip that in your brain. When you say I'm scared, change that. I want you guys to try this because it really works. Say I'm excited. I am so freaking excited because it is the same neural pathway to the brain and gives you the same kind of endorphin in the brain, whether you're scared or excited. They're both the same. So why not just keep telling your subconscious brain that you are excited, not scared? And when you're excited, people are excited, right? That it is crazy how the brain works, beauty goals. It is. And it's amazing, right? Because it's our freaking brain. So we can actually start to retrain our brain. There's many times in my life, guys, you guys know me. A lot of you know me. You know the shit I've been through in my life, right? And having a gun pulled to my head and the trigger pulled, that was real, real fear. That was real fear that I was going to lose my life. Okay? That's fear. I was scared. But being scared of starting my own business, really? No. Excited. Because being scared of starting my own business or selling that next house or committing to that next thing is not a gun to my head. See what I'm saying? You have to be able to put things in their right place. Stop being scared of a post. What is the post going to... Are you? No. We need to like really think about what we're doing. Okay. Thank you, Galen. That is so cool. I appreciate you. But you know, I want to make sure that you guys understand that there is a difference between being scared of your life or your life, right? And then these fears that we have that we shouldn't have. You have one freaking life. Want to post something? Post it. Gives a shit, right? If you want to start a business, start it. If you have an idea for something you want to do, do it. If you have a business plan you have to write, write it. If you have a book that's in you, go ahead, get that authored. Get it done and stop thinking about like, oh, I'm so scared. Scared of what? What are you scared of? What? And whatever you're scared of, look at it. Is it really as big as you think it is? Is it really as scary as you think it is? Who cares? And even if you think you don't have, well, I don't have enough, as much knowledge as Oprah, right? Okay, but I have my own thing. I'm bringing my own thing to the table. Why do I have to compare to her anyway? And that's the thing, right? Comparison is the thief of joy and it will take away from you what belongs to you. Know your freaking worth, okay? Know it and act courageous even if you're afraid, because you're not going to be afraid anymore. You're going to be excited, right? Enjoy what you do because you shouldn't waste your life. It's too short of a life. And doing what doesn't bring you happiness and satisfaction, it's so wasteful to me. I've lived too many years wasting my life, worried all the time and scared all the time and not encouraged and struggling with depression and anxiety. And I couldn't get through things and wanting to ram my damn car into a tree or commit suicide or whatever it was. And I'm telling you, you have what is in you already. It is there. You are worth it. You can do it. You don't have to like yield to any kind of fear or bullshit that anybody else says. Go for it. Do it. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you have to pivot in the middle of it because it's not going the way you like, then freaking pivot, but do it anyway. It is so sad to me when people just don't do what is in their soul, in their heart, in their want to, because they're afraid of what somebody's going to say, afraid of what somebody's going to do. Who cares? Unless they are going to pay all of your bills, It don't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is what you say. What are you doing to bring value to the world? What are you doing to really express who you are? What are you doing to bring all of what you are to the freaking table? And what I mean by the table, I mean the world. What are you bringing out here? What's here? And it could be the best. You want to just be the best mother in the world. You want to just be the best wife in the world. You want to just be whatever that is. No judgment here, because it's not my life. It is yours. But what I will do is encourage you every step of the way. I will do that. And I will kick you behind if I need to, right? Because that's just how I roll, right? So I just want to make sure that you guys realize, if you were born, you were the one sperm out of the millions that made it here. How dare you not think you don't have worth? How dare you not think you can't bring something to the table? You have been through enough in your life and had enough experiences in your life to bring all of that and then some to your business, to your career, to your life, to your personal, to your mental, all of it. I want you to win. I want you to win. And if I didn't make that clear, one more time, I want you to win. All right. What's this? Don't give your power away to fear. Exactly. Exactly. What I want you guys, what did you say, Chris? Thank you. Yes, I can't see it from down here, but I am on fire because I want everybody to really, really have the know-how and the mindset to understand that you can take anything you want to the next level, whatever that next level is for you, whatever that next level is for you. Stop. Stop. Okay, and if you are strolling through things and they are making you feel like you're not worthy or you don't have enough or blah, 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 then stop scrolling. Just stop. Okay? And if, I mean, you have to be in control of you. You have to put your boundaries up. You have to be the one that shows everybody that you are going to be respected, whether they like it or not is irrelevant. You have to be the one that brings it to the table. Anyway. I think I've gone over time. I don't know if I've gone over time, Chris. Sorry about that. But I wanted to thank you guys so much for being here. I love that you guys come on here, that you guys support, that you guys just pour into me. You make your comments. That just makes me feel amazing, right? Thank you, Beauty Goals. Mwah, thank you. And I wanted to thank you guys. But what I don't want you to do is leave here not encouraged and not knowing that you have everything you need. Now, maybe some of us need a little help to pull that out, but I promise you it is in there and you are freaking worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. Stop undervaluing yourself. If the first number that comes to your head is a higher number than what you're about to put on that offer, you put the higher freaking number because you're worth it. Okay? That's right. Right? But so hard at times to stop scrolling. No, it's not. You know what you do? You stop. You stop and stop using the word hard. I'm not going to start coaching you on here live. Stop using the word hard. It is not hard. You make a decision. You make it happen. Okay. All right, Galen. Love you much. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez. Let me get to my stuff over here. Where am I? There I am. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added on Winject TV. Be here every Monday at 11 a.m. If you need me, it's hello@straighttalknosugaradded.com. Until next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.